Most honorable superintendent, I prepared my report, and to the best of my abilities, I will share my thoughts. By the time I get through describing the situation, I'm confident that you'll follow my recommendation. What I write is describing a crisis. I've never in my life witnessed a high school like this. That's no exaggeration. Only a wild imagination can fathom congratulations at a graduation. I don't know if they're smart or not, but before I could start to jot, I saw some students in the parking lot sparking pot. I reached the front entrance before I got in the door. My nose was greeted by the smell of urine on the floor. Up the corridor, I heard a faint roar. Reached back and thought my wallet in my pocket just to make sure. My heart was unsettled and restless as I quietly observed the ghetto inspectors with metal detectors for fear of gun carriers. All out hysteria, blockades and barriers in various areas. It looked like a war zone, and I'm appalled to say all they do is play or roam the hallways all day. The classrooms that had kids were straight pandemonium. Every class I went to, nobody had control of them. Cats had no heart. In fact, it was so dark you'd have been scared if you had a bat and you were Joe Clark. Foul speech abounds, wild leeches scrounge. Vile leaders even sneak around in the teacher's lounge. Look in the courtyard, saw some burning crosses. Interrupted, I heard curses tossed from the nurse's office. I'm not sure what developed there, but heard something about students on welfare, denied health care. Many of the girls were already impregnated. Cafeteria segregated, people separated. In fact, it was legislated. Most could not compete. And sadly, only the rich kids got to eat. The poor kids and orphans were tossed the smallest portions, and that's just a portion. I saw even more sin. Went to an assembly in the auditorium. The kids were in a frenzy, they booed the valedictorian. The student government indeed was full of pride. The class president was selling weed on the side. Impropriety was common with a lot of variety, and there was no honor even on the honor society. They were full of great schemes, even the debate team. Girls were taking Slim Fast, boys were up in gym class. Ironically, attendance was packed for all sports. In class, they fall short, they're at the basketball courts. They're building more jails than schools, you do the math. I won't even mention what I saw in the computer lab. At the end of the day, half the school was in detention. And that's not to mention those who were out on suspension. I walked around to see anything extracurricular. Most kids had left, there was nothing in particular. One thing caught my attention that I would call shocking. In the Bible club, a girl was teaching false doctrine. I went to the principal's office to meet the principal, but found the principal to be a man of few principles. And yet he has fans. He says he has plans for advancing the Badlands. Fat chance. On my way out, corner of my eye happened to glance. The Ten Commandments were tossed in the trash can. So that concludes my report, dear superintendent. A school like this, it just can't be what you had intended. And since I can't see it being built up from the ground, therefore my recommendation is to shut it down.
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 Shut it down.